I got to thinking that the two fallen angels at the Hoover Dam, and you said that the Pentagon aliens gave the technology. But the thing that you said, that those two fallen angels were bound, so did the Pentagon aliens assist in binding those two fallen angels at the dam? That's pretty tricky.
Not tricky. It's appropriate. But the appropriate part is that, you got to ask the question in a different way, but let's clean it up a little bit. The Pentagon aliens aren't bound. They were trapped in the Pentagon by bodies to begin with, but they've kind of eased outside of that. That's why they're bandaging up the Capitol and building fences around their shit. And can't get, you know, why you need a 30-foot fence around a damn building? Safe or secure or whatever. It's a little exciting that they're in the house every single day, apparently, but you can't really match those rooms up to anything. It's kind of crazy when you get right back down to it, but that's another conversation. Then you come back around to the full circle of how this applies to an angelic realm that's been bound in that much cement. You do understand. There is no way to cure the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yes, you mentioned that. Yes.
No. That's more than that. They had to create a system to with pipes to run through it because it was so much heat with that much. That wasn't like thacrete. That was like pure concrete. You see, it was the pure stuff. Well, that goes through a process that it gives off heat. And the pore was so large, there's no way you could cure that much cement. Well, it would take you 100 years. They did it pretty quickly. And then the heat from that whole binding process from the Portland, called Portland cement.
Yes.
Okay, was so hot that it would not set up. Not to mention you had angels that were bound in the Hoover Dam, or better to say, under the Hoover Dam. Okay, do your history. You can have some fun with it. Do your history. There's no history of what that basin looked like before they started construction on the Hoover Dam. Not a bit. Find some. If it's not GCI'd, we'd be very surprised. Or CGI'd, or ABC'd, or alphabet people something. So you're going to find it's almost practically impossible, because that ravine or that basin, they couldn't build that. I'm talking about what's behind Lake Mead. What's behind Lake Mead? You can't build that. They couldn't dig that out. They didn't have, okay, when that was built, they didn't have the technology strata in order to build it. They can't, okay, let's not say it this way. Alright, let's blow the motherfucker up. Today, you can't build another one. There you go. Let's solve it. Let's do it like that. If we blow it up, you can't build another one today. There you go. That's all good.
Okay, so you said for me to re-ask it. Okay, so were those angels bound there before the dam was built?
Yes. Yes.
Were they bound in the same process that those four angry angels under the Euphrates? Was it the same process?
No, because the aggregate is different. The aggregate is different.
Okay, but they were bound before the structure was built. Okay, when the cement was poured, that whole process, did anyone know that there were angels bound there? Did anyone?
We can't say they did not know. They didn't know. They did not know. All they knew was Mr. Roosevelt was going to save them all.
Okay.
That's a whole other conversation. Why would you go, hold on, stop. Let's go in the middle of a damn desert in the Colorado River and start pouring cement in a hole that ain't got no bottom to it to stop if we can now back up some water. It makes the biggest reservoir ever to make water for everybody and then make a hydroelectric dam, which hadn't been done before, with turbines that hadn't been invented before. You talking about this is during the Hoover days now?
Mm-hmm.
We said, like everybody knew what the fuck was going on. They didn't have a fuck what was going on. They just went and they said, okay, they're going to give us money. The WPA, work program. They're going to give us borrowed money. We're going to borrow our way out of debt. Nice. If they could have just made a TikTok about it, wouldn't that have been wonderful? It'd have been great. Have a TikTok to tell them what they're going to do. Some bind some angels and start some mess. The mess that's going to get undone here very quickly. It won't stand, Bert. It will not stand.
Okay, what will not stand, Ian?
That thing.
The dam.
Well, we didn't want to make this a news flash. Obama may get very upset again.
Okay, but I
Michael,
okay,
Michael doesn't like it when Obama gets upset.
Okay. Just one more question on that topic. Did Herbert Hoover have anything to do with the aliens? He was aware of the aliens then, correct?
Oh, yeah. Had to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way you could set that as a work order, mm-hmm. a work program. Think about it. The world is over. It's through. Okay, let's go out in the desert and spend all the money that's ever been, ever. Take all the concrete that's ever been and build a dam. A hydroelectric dam or something that ain't never been the hydroelectric anything. There wasn't even a fucking grid then. What are you going to produce all that for? There was no grid? You just barely got through with the did it when you had the middle telegraph. That's, you barely had that. The railroads weren't even completely finished enough to run anything. Just saying. So it gets a little odd after a little while. So when you start looking at it objectively, now people go to the history bus and go, no, Ion, it went like this, la, 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 la. We go, now wait, and you start asking questions and all of a sudden they go, wait now. Yeah, how was this? Who came up with this? Whose idea was it to build the Hoover Dam?
You asking me the question, or you just
question?
You asking me?
Hoover,
Herbert Hoover, it was his idea.
No.
Okay, can you disclose the person who had the idea to build the Hoover Dam?
Ray Lyman Wilbur.
Ray Lyman Wilbur. Let me see. Ray Lyman Wilbur.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's the 31st United States Secretary of Interior?
That's correct.
Hey, Bert, read the Torbert document about the Hoover Dam.
Okay.
Don't you do it. Don't you read that bullshit. Don't you let Bob read it to you. Yeah, if he wants you to read it, tell him to read it to you. Yeah, that's what.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. All right.
Fuck that shit.
Starts off with intrigue around the Hoover Dam. Back in the
30s,
it leads up to
Bureau of Reclamation.
And another reason, another reason that nothing was going on in America in the 30s. I hadn't got here yet. I was still in Paris.
Yeah. The Bureau of Reclamation. Bob's called that the era of the Bureau of Reclamation.
Thanks for that, Bob. Okay, all right, next question. I've had this question for like 2 months, 3 months. His Dark Materials.
That
there was some
September.
Interesting.
That was September 30th, 1930. Bob liked that date.
September 30th, 1930. Okay.